This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
That's what the super is all about. It's God's super in this natural realm, bringing you above the natural, praise God. Honey, we're going to get ready to speak to things and they're going to change. We're going to be able to call things that be not and they're going to be, praise the Lord. Why? Because of us? No, but because of the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, because of the power of God that abides on and in our lives. Amen.
When you give, your gift goes to work, spreading the gospel, uplifting communities, connecting believers from all over the world. It's easy to support the ministry with your giving through Change Express. The process of giving has never been easier for those on the go, so get started today. Go to www.creflodollarministries.org/Change Express now to sign up for Change Express. Easy, automatic giving.
Today, I want to spend my time continuing what we talked about last week. I want to continue to talk about the administrator of the Holy Spirit. And it's important that we understand and have a working, intimate relationship with the Holy Ghost. That we understand and that we have a working, intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so he's the administrator of the new covenant. Please understand, when we were delivered from the law and we are now under the grace of God, we have been delivered into the hands of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes he's a forgotten agent. He's a forgotten personality in the Bible. And please, please, please don't think that God needs you. You need him. You need God. You need God. And so the Holy Spirit and this new covenant of grace, they work hand in hand. And you're going to see that we are no longer under the administration of the law of Moses. We are under the administration of the Holy Spirit. We are no longer under the administration of rule keeping. We are now under the administration of the Holy Spirit. What makes this new covenant so awesome is the administrator. And the Holy Spirit is our administrator. And so I want to really debunk and go against any of those things that we've learned in the past about the Holy Spirit. He is so much more than a chill bump. He is so much more than a jerk and a jiggle. He is so much more than a whole lot of things that we thought it was. And once you see this, I now want to encourage you to develop a relationship with him where he becomes your greatest friend. He becomes someone that you depend on, someone that you talk to, someone that will lead and guide your life. And you know you are a Christian because you have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's what Christianity is all about. Christianity, it's about a personal relationship with the Holy Ghost. It's about a personal relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. That's the amazing thing about Christianity, that it is not a religion. It is a relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's a one-on-one relationship with the Holy Spirit. See, please understand something. Everybody that's born again, that's a Christian, the opportunity you have is a personal relationship, a time to get to know him, and he speaks to you, and you have like a personal tutor. You have inside information. You have an invisible partner that wakes up with you every morning and goes to sleep with you every night and watches over you. And I don't want people to take Christianity and turn it into a religion, which so many people have. This is a relationship with a real person. It is a relationship with the third person of the Trinity. And I'm telling you in Jesus' name, it is the missing piece to the success that we all strive for and the success that we want and we need in our life. He's the answer for all of those kind of things. And I'm going to do my best to try to keep back tears, because when you know him and when you live with him every day and when you depend on him and when he talks to you and when he guides you and then you talk about him and you sense his presence, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the key to everything that's wrong today. And if we as Christian people, we begin to engage that personal relationship. If we as Christian people will begin to pay attention to that personal relationship and begin to cultivate that personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, then we will tap into something that's greater than anything on this planet. We'll tap into something that's greater than anything this world has ever come to know. And that is a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so let's read John chapter 14 and let's study the administrator of the Holy Spirit. And he's administrating God's grace. He's the administrator of forgiveness. He's the administrator of the finished works of Jesus Christ. He's the administrator of your righteousness. He's the administrator of your redemption. He's the administrator of your peace, the administrator of your joy, the administrator of every provision in your life being taken care of, your unseen partner, the Holy Spirit. And I want you to have a hunger for him. I want you to get thirsty for him. I want you to learn how to talk to him in the morning. I want you to learn how to talk to him in your mind, on your way to work. I want you to learn how to spend time with the Holy Spirit. And then one day you'll recognize his voice speaking to you, guiding you and directing you and warning you. Let's get into this today. John 14, 26 in the Amplified. The Holy Spirit, your teacher, the administrator who also will teach you things to come. John 14, 26 in the Amplified. He says, but the comforter, now notice what he calls him, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby. Hallelujah, glory. The Holy Ghost is your standby. He's your counselor. If anybody needs counseling, you've been through this pandemic, and people need counseling, and the Holy Ghost says, I'll counsel you. If you'll know how to listen to him, if you'll pay attention to him, he'll counsel you, praise God. He's the intercessor. He'll stand between you and God. He's your advocate, praise God. He's your strengthener. If you're weak this morning, the Holy Spirit wants to strengthen you. And he says, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he says, the Holy Spirit who the Father will send in my place, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send to represent me and act on my behalf, and act on my behalf. He says, this Holy Spirit will teach you all things. He will cause you to recall and will remind you of and bring to your remembrance everything that I've told you. The Holy Spirit. You can't live without him. You can't live without him. And yet there are lots of Christians who've tried to be Christians without the counselor, the comforter, the intercessor, the strengthener. And I'm telling you, I'm calling to your attention. I'm calling to the attention of the body of Christ. Please stop trying to be like God without God. And when you are without the Holy Spirit, that's you trying to be like God without God. It won't work. Jesus was completely dependent on the Holy Spirit. Jesus, when he took on a physical body and he dwelt amongst men, Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit. Jesus, listen, if Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit, seriously, you think you can do without him? Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit. I want to depend on the Holy Spirit. You need to depend on the Holy Spirit. The Bible makes it clear that he was conceived by the Spirit. Jesus was taught by the Spirit. Jesus was empowered by the Spirit at the Jordan River. In fact, I think it's worth you looking at this. Look at John, St. John chapter 1, verse 29 through 24. Jesus was conceived by the Spirit. Jesus was taught by the Spirit. Jesus was empowered by the Spirit. Praise God. Conceived by the Spirit. You know, there's coming a time where people that you have given up on, people that you thought would never get saved, they're going to be conceived by the Holy Spirit. Please understand something. God know how to do it even without you. I'm telling you, there's some folks that God's going to call to salvation. They're going to go to bed a fool one night and wake up the next morning so hungry for God, they'll fall on their face and they'll say, God, help me. And that'll be just enough for the Holy Spirit to come in and change their lives. God knows how to call people into his body. Don't get it mixed up. He know how to handle some stuff. Look at verse 29. He says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, John the Baptist. And then look at the next verse. We'll read down to verse 34. He says, John said, this is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. He says, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water, John says. Next verse. He says, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit. John said this, and he bears record of this. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. Now, it wasn't a dove, but he says, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven. He says it looked like a dove, and it abode upon Jesus. John said, I saw it. He said, I saw it. He says, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. So we have record of this experience that Jesus is walking. And John saw the Spirit of God descending on Jesus, and it stayed there. I want you to read carefully in the Bible, and I want you to notice there were no miracles done before this time. None. Why? Because he had not yet received the Holy Spirit. He had not yet received the Helper. He was trying to demonstrate to men with a physical body how to walk on the earth. And the first thing he says, the first thing he demonstrates is you can't do this without the Holy Spirit. Whatever you're trying to do, just hold up. You can't do it without the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was saying, listen, I'm in this physical body, in this physical world. I know I can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. No miracles, nothing supernatural happened. Nothing happened before this time took place. And after he received the Holy Spirit, he was now equipped and he was ready to depend on the Holy Spirit to do things in this earth that men had never seen. See, the Holy Spirit gave the advantage. The Holy Spirit will give you and I the advantage on the earth. We are in the physical body. We are subject to physical laws. And the Holy Spirit now gives us the advantage to operate above physical laws and to do things that people can't see in this physical world. But somehow or another, we've put him out of our mind. We've put him out of our study. We've put him out of our preaching. And we're trying to get things done without being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And we've got to change that. We've got to change it today. So look what happens after the Holy Spirit is now upon Jesus. We see the first miracle in John, St. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, the miracle of Jesus now turning water to wine. All right, he starts off saying, my time has not yet come, and even while he said that, his time came. Look at this. And on the third day, there was marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Isn't that something? He said his hour not yet come, and then watch it came. His mother saith unto his servants, now, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. She said, do whatever he tell you to do. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. 9. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and here's what he said. And he said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. So he says, they're drunk, so you serve the bad part, you know, when they're drunk. He says, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. Verse 11. This beginning of miracles, this began miracles, this beginning of miracles, this began the miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Notice when the Holy Spirit came on Jesus in chapter 1, we see him manifesting his glory in chapter 2. I am telling you that this is available for every born-again Christian who will begin to recognize the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, that you can now manifest the glory of God when you understand that it's not coming from you, it's coming from the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, which equips you to do things above the natural. Now, I tell you, there's some things that are getting ready to happen. There's some things getting ready to happen that you would not normally see in the natural. And people are going to have a hard time believing it. But I'm telling you, the glory of God is about to rise and shine. The glory of God is about to manifest within this world. And guess how God's going to do it? The Holy Ghost that's on you and the Holy Ghost that's on me, praise God. He's about to use those of us who recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit and who will dare walk in faith and camaraderie and partnership with the Holy Spirit. We're going to see some things change. We're going to speak to mountains and those mountains are going to move. We're going to lay hands on the sick and those sick people are going to get well. You see, what happened is we were doing those things at one time, trusting in the Holy Spirit, and then we moved on down to start trusting in ourselves and started trusting in our principles and forgot about the power and where it came from. But in the name of Jesus, I can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. You'll see Jesus saying that in Scripture. You've got to understand it's not by your might, it's not by your power, but it's by His Spirit, praise God. And I tell you what, there's a boldness coming over Taffy and I. We are just not going to settle for what happens in this natural world when we have somebody like the Holy Spirit that is living in us and abiding in us. And if we'll begin to walk in the confidence of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives, we will operate above, hallelujah, this natural realm. That's what the super is all about. It's God's super in this natural realm bringing you above the natural, praise God. Honey, we're going to get ready to speak to things and they're going to change. We're going to be able to call things that be not, and they're going to be, praise the Lord. Why? Because of us? No, but because of the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, because of the power of God that abides on and in our lives. Amen. 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 Forgive me, I'm getting kind of excited, but I know where my help come from. I know where my help come from. And listen to me. And I realized this the other day in my time spent with the Holy Spirit. Knowledge is good. In all you're getting, get understanding. That is good. Knowing how to decipher the Bible is good. Knowing how to rightly divide the word of truth is good. But intelligence without the empowerment. Intelligence without the empowerment. I'm glad I know what I know. Thank you, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit probably can do a lot more with me because I know what I know. Glory to God. But I am even more glad that the Holy Spirit can help me with things I don't know. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit can show up and do something, and I got to go and be tutored on what He just did. So more than anything, I want to have a willing heart, hallelujah. I want to have faith that God can do impossible things. I want to have faith that God can cause things to happen above the natural realm. And because I have faith in the Holy Spirit and I have faith in the empowerment that God has given me, that God's going to teach me and show me how to live under this new covenant. Show me how to live in this love of God. Show me how to treat one another. Show me how to believe and receive certain things. He's going to teach me how to live by faith. He's going to teach me how to walk in the finished works of Jesus. He's going to teach me how to call things that be not as though they were. He's going to teach me how to be consistent and how to be constant and how to be content, praise God. That is a work of the Holy Spirit as well. Hallelujah. That's a work of the Holy Spirit as well.
changing me from the inside out. That's a work of the Holy Spirit. Taking away your old desires and giving you new desires. That's a work of the Holy Spirit. Things you used to do, you ain't gonna wanna do no more. That's a work of the Holy Spirit. Don't forget about that. Giving you a new attitude, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. Teach you how to love what's unlovable, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. Changing your personality and your character, hallelujah, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Taking your sharp spear and dulling it out so it won't keep hurting and killing people, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. Peace in your life, joy in your life, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. That's something I can't do by myself. I can't transform my old self to the place where God wants me to be without the Holy Spirit and without the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Look at John chapter 14 and verse 10. I'm excited. I don't mean, if I sound like I'm hollering and screaming, that's just my excitement, because I know that I see and I have seen what happens in the body of Christ when we all have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, not some little half-cocked relationship that says I'm a Christian because I got a T-shirt on, or I'm a Christian because I'm a member of World Changes. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about I'm a Christian because Christ lives on the inside of me, and I know him, and he know me, and I know when he's talking to me, and he hear me when I talk to him. That's what I'm talking about, a real relationship, not this little stuff we play. We play games in church, man. We got to stop. We play games with church. We play games on the pulpit. We play games with people. We got to stop all that. We got to let the Holy Spirit show us how to do things. You know, diligent work, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. How is it that some people, you know, I thank God people that praying for Taffy and I, but we couldn't do what we do during this pandemic every single day if it wasn't for the power of the Holy Spirit empowering us and keeping us stirred up. It's Him. It's in Him we move. It's in Him we breathe. It's in Him we have our very being. Look at what he says, verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? Now, I'm going to show you that Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as His Father. I'm going to show you that. And why shouldn't He? The Bible says He was conceived by Him. We do weird things even with the Trinity. I mean, you know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You know, it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost is still equal God. It's God functioning as a Father, God functioning as a Son, God functioning as the Holy Spirit. He's still God. You know, 1 + 1 + 1 in this case is not 3, it's 1. Amen. And he's referring to the Holy Spirit as Father. He says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father is in me by way of the Holy Spirit? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, that's the Holy Spirit, He doeth the works. The Father that dwelleth in me, that's the Holy Spirit, He doeth the works. Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as His Father, and why wouldn't He? And let me show you why. Look at this, Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 in the NLT. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 in the NLT. Why would he refer to the Holy Spirit as a Father? He says, and he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, Joseph, son of David. The angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived, watch this, by the Holy Spirit. He said Jesus was the child that was in Mary was conceived or fathered by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And guess who gave birth to the new creation on the inside of you? The Holy Spirit. You and I were fathered by the Holy Spirit. That old you died. It went away. It passed on. That new creation was conceived by the Holy Spirit. God gave birth to that perfect part of you. And the perfect part of you is that born-again part of you. It's that new creation in you. It's Hidebosha. You are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in a body. When you got born again, it was your spirit that changed. You lost that old man. You got that new man. That new creation was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus called the Holy Spirit in Him the Father. So allow me to do that. The Father is in me. The Father is in me. The Holy Spirit operating as a Father in me. Glory be to God.
It seems that everyone is looking for success in life, but lots of people are having a hard time finding it. Well, God's children have an edge, the Holy Spirit. In this four-message series, The Holy Spirit, Your Unseen Partner, Creflo Dollar gives us the benefits of having a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit.
You can know everything the Bible talks about and still not be successful in everyday life. You need the Holy Spirit. He is a game changer. Now, in this new covenant, it's about trusting the Holy Spirit to do the things that you've tried to do by yourself and you've not been successful. He is your helper. He is your unseen partner.
Get your series today for a love gift of just $25 US plus shipping and handling. Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore or call the number on your screen now to order your copy today.
Get equipped to transform your life at Grace Life 2021. It's more than a conference. It's wisdom, knowledge, and revelation to go to the next level in your walk with Christ. Hear from powerful speakers.
I'm telling you, when the grace and the favor of God gets on your life, it will promote you.
Under grace, it's about what God does for you. It's what God has done for you, what He's done and what He does for you, and your faith reaches out and takes a hold of it, and the devil can't win.
And so much more. Break the mundane routine at Grace Life 2021. Streaming online worldwide, July 15th through the 16th. Learn more at gracelife-conference.org and register now by texting GRACELIFE to 51555. This is an experience that you don't want to miss.
Looking for a deeper understanding of the Word? Join us for service every Sunday at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are.
Everything in your life is determined by your thinking. If you change your thinking, you change your life. And you have to change your thinking to be in line with the one who created you.
No walls, no limits. Join believers from all over the world as we grow in grace.
You've got to get the specific word to think on, and that's the word of grace, the gospel of grace.
Set your reminder, invite a friend, and join a worldwide audience of believers. Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org or text WATCH NOW to 51555 for more information about our services and streaming times. Be a part of Church Without Walls. See you online.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.